So we're going to learn the seventh Maimer of Pri Tzadik on Parshas Bo. Maisha calls to Bnei Yisrael, Yikra Maisha l'chol ziknei Yisrael, v'yemer alayim mishkul k'chul l'chem tzayin, l'mishpachay sechem, v'shachatu ha-pasach. So he's teaching the dinim specifically of Pesach Mitzrayim. And the Torah says, u'lekachtem agudas eizoiv, we were to take a bundle of this kind of grass, hyssop, utvaltem badoma shebasof, and dip it into a blood gathered in a vessel or basin, vigatem el hamashkoif, and then we should touch the lintel, vel shtei mezuzos min adoma shebasof. And some of that blood should then be placed on the lintel above and then on each doorpost. And interestingly, each time we approach the lintel, comes first in this description. The mezuzos come second. Each time the dam is placed, it's placed individually. In other words, the blood has to come directly from the basin via the hyssop onto the doorpost. So that means that each person had to dip three times and then place directly on first the lintel, then each of the doorposts. But if we look at the description as HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it to Moshe earlier in Perek Yud Beis or Simen Yud Beis Pasuk Zayin, there it says V'lakchu min adom v'nosnu al shtei hamezuzos v'al hamashkoif. First it says the mezuzos, then it says the mashkoif. So let's see what this is all about and how important the number three here is and why Ezov and the Pri Tzadik says, Ein aguda poches migimel. First he quotes the Gemara and says, agudas Ezov means three, at least three branches of Ezov. So again, we see this number three. Three of these stalks of hyssop, v'inyan. The idea here is sheyesh shalosh klipos. There are three klipos, three terrible things all around us that need to be combated throughout our lives. Hakina, hataiva, v'hakavoid. Mishnah in Avoy says, kina, taiva, and kavoid, envy, and lust, and seeking honor. They are anathema. They are contra indicators for life. You can't have proper life, and we can't pursue life, and we even lose life if we are pursuing kina, taiva, and kavod. Yesh gimel kedushais shel ha'avos. That's why there are three areas of holiness to our Avos Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Shehem Hefech Zeh, the opposite of Kina, Taiva, and Kavod, Vehem Chayi Olam. That's what gives us life and gives us eternal life. Vehem Merkava L'Gimel Midos. The Avos are the means of transmission to Klal Yisrael and the fathers of these great characteristics of Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferes. Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferes. Chagas. Vehem anofim meshalosh rishonos. They, Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferes, emanate from Chachma, Bina, and Das. Kamesha amru chesed ilo nafka me chachma. Gevura dehudina tekifa nafka me bina. And finally, Tiferes comes from Das. And the Zohar says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to cause the world to have not just beauty, but to have lasting power, that it should be a world that's proper and fit. So then, therefore, Avid L'Avraham, he created Avraham Avinu, Beraza de Chachma, LeYitzchak Beraza de Svuna, and Yaakov Beraza de Das, it says in the Zohar. These Chachma Bina Das, from them emanate respectively Chesed, Gevura, and Teferes. The Chesed, the love of Avraham Avinu. The Chesed, the love of Avraham Avinu, the kindness of Avraham Avinu, which is in contra opposition to kinna. Kinna is that I have to have everything and I don't want anyone else to have. And I begrudge if anyone else has. Chesed is the opposite. Chesed is to make sure that everyone has. That's Avraham Avinu. And then you have Yitzchak with Gevura overcoming Taiva. Overcoming the incorrect desire and what it leads a person to do and to care for. And finally, Yaakov in great humility, Yaakov who said, Katangti mikola chasadim mikola emes, so he is the one who stands opposite kavod and away from seeking honor. So these three klipos are, so to speak, made weaker and weaker and weaker as we become stronger and stronger in the midos of Avraham, Chesed against Kina, Yitzchak, Gvura against Taiva, and Yaakov, Midosai Emes against Kavod, Yaakov Katangti Mikala Chasadim. V'sheresh ha-Yetzahara hu ha-Gaiva. Now, the Yetzahara that pushes us to Kina, Taiva, and Kavod, the Yetzahara that moves us in those bad directions to those klipos, begins with Gaiva. Shehu reishis the klipa k'maysh amru b'zayir ha-kadosh. Ve'ezayv reimez l'shiflus. The opposite is shiflus. Humility. The lowly hyssop. It's a simple blade of grass of some kind. It's a simple blade of grass, of straw. K'maysh amru, and that's, as Chazal teach us, that's why it's used in the case of a metzaira, for example. The sprinkling of a metzaira after he is no longer menuga, he is sprinkled with the dam hatzipar, hashchuta, and mayim chayim. It's part of the process of bringing him back into Klal Yisrael, into the machane. And the Torah says that he is to be sprinkled using a gudas Ezeif, using Ezeif, right? Eitz Erez, Eshni Salas, Ve'ezeif. And in bringing Tahara, in bringing Tahara, when someone's Tameh, and they are to be sprinkled with the waters of Parah Aduma, water that's Mayim Chayim mixed with the ashes of a Parah Aduma, so it says in Torah, "V'lakach hakain etz erez ve'ezayv v'shni salas." And the point of the ezayv is to remind us of our humility, to remind us of our being simple human beings, to bring us to have a sense of humility. Chazal teach us. Kevin shehishbal atzmai ke'ezayv nisrapa al yedei ezayv. When the person who became a manuga, who became a metzaira, does tshuva and is no longer a manuga, and he no longer has the nega on his body, on his flesh, it's because he has lowered himself, he has become humbler, he has accomplished what the Ezev stands for. So therefore, he's nisrape al yidei Ezev. Therefore, he's brought back and allowed back into the machne with a process of the sprinkling that's effected using this Ezov. V'yesh gimel mina shiflos, and specifically, again, in combating a kina, tav, and kavod, the Mishnah says that there are three areas where we should be shuffled, meaning where we should be humble, where we should be self-diminutive. K'moshe amru, histakel b'gimel dvarim, v'iyat b'olu de'avera. Right? Three things that a person can be protected from avera if he keeps them in mind. Me'ayin boso, lona toheilech lefnei, mi'ata osid liten din v'cheshben. Right? V'heim neged gimel klipais, haniskareis. Me'ayin boso, from where do you come from? Mitipas rucha, from simply a small little piece of biological matter from zera, at klipas hakina, that should cause you to have a little less kina, because kina is something that you have because you think of yourself as so important and more important than others, so you're envious and you believe that it's coming to you. Shehila his gaber al chaveroi ke'ein klipas esav. Al charbu chatichya, while yidei sheyashbul daitai, by being humbler, by thinking and remembering sheba mitipas rucha, remember what we come from humbly, a simple drop of zera. Bame yizgaya, what's there to be so proud of? Yizgaber al chaveri, why do you think that you are better than and more deserving than someone else? Ula anat tohelech, where are you going? Lamakarm afar rima. Visalea, you're going to go back into the ground, to be buried in the earth. That's how to avoid what the taivas can do to us. The ultimate, if you have to resort to it, is think about that, the Gemara in Bracha says, and we will be able to save ourselves from being drawn to whatever it is that has drawn us, and the allure of things will be a little bit less alluring. Sha'oz gemar l'chol ha'taivus, because if you think about where we're headed, there won't be any taivus left, and there only will be what's next. Lefnei mi'ata asid litan din v'cheshben. You'll have to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give an accounting for every moment, every thought, every word, every action. Now yidei kein yinotzel miklipas ha'gaiva. V'hakavayid, because who are we? Who can I think of myself as? What can I think of myself as if I know I have to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Sha'av sheyuchal ha'yetzahara lahatayis b'navshay, sheyimotze b'maylas, even if you could think of yourself, and the yetzahara is going to make me think that I have such great virtues and that I'm so wonderful and deserving, but b'mel his guys. Mikol Makan, what's there to be so proud of? Kishe Yizkar Shetzarach Litin Din V'Cheshmul Lefnei Melech Malchem Lechem Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Oz Yehid Ben Avshay Ki Mo Ani Mechayay Neged Gedolosa Yizbarach Ve'ich Yizgoya. What am I? Who am I? So Kina, Taiva, and Kavod are combated by remembering Ma'ayin Basa Lona Tahelech Lefnei Miata Os Litin Din V'Cheshmul, and they are combated as well by having the midas of Avraham against Kina Yitzchak, against Taiva, and Yaakov against Sikin Kovet. That's why it says Agudas Ezaiv, and the Gemara in Sukkah says Aguda always means three. Gimel Kolachei Ezaiv, Kineged Gimel Mine Shiflus. Three, at least three branches of hyssop used in the Dam of Pesach that really is inducting us into becoming the nation of Hashem. Because we need these beginnings. We need these humbling experiences and lessons in humility. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says specifically, use Ezaiv and sprinkle or bring and touch the blood onto V'higatem El Hamashkaif Ve'el Shtei Hamezuzais. Zeh Keneged Gimel Kedushais Ha'avais Shtei Hamezuzais. Yemina Usmala Chesed Ugvura. Avraham and Yitzchak. Shehem Anofim Mechachma Ubina. Ka'omer. As we said, these are the Chesed that emanates from Chachma, and the Gevura emanating from Bina. Yitzchak on one side, Avram on the other, Ka'amor, as we mentioned earlier. Hamashgaiv, Keneged Keser Elyon, above. Keneged Keser Elyon corresponds to the great crown of glory, Teferes. V'hu Keneged Kedushas Yaakov Avinu, Olam HaShalom. Shu Abriach HaTichon, the Achid, he is that which brings all of us together and joins us and causes us to be one. It's he who gave rise to the 12 Shvatim, the one nation, comprised of 12 Shvatim. Umidosei Hadas, Shehi Pnimius HaKeser Kenoida. So that concept of this Keser, it is dependent upon a special divine type of knowledge called Das, but that is the ultimate in Yaakov Avinu's characteristic, the grandeur of Yaakov, the perfection of Yaakov, without having to seek it, without thinking of it, without certainly even noticing it about himself. He's the opposite of the mid of seeking kavod. V'zehu she'amru b'zayir hakadosh parshazu agudas eizav lama begin levar arucha misava mibeinayu, to drive out the ruach hatumah ulachza b'fischayu b'hani tlas duchte mehemnusa shlimta, to gain a sense of emuna shlema all around us. And what Rav Tzadik is adding is that we should gain the midos of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Chesed, Gevura, and Teferes, to combat that which otherwise means the loss of life, which would mean Chalila, not to have Chai Yolma. And that is how we have to begin to be a people, combating Kinna, Taiva, and Kavod. So that's why it's Chad Hocha, V'chad Hocha, V'chad B'gavayhu, one on each side, on each mezuzah, and on the mashkef above, Hukumai Shamarnu. V'zeh Inyan HaShinui. Now he'll explain the difference between how Hashem said it, which is two mezuzahs and the mashkef, versus Moshe, who said, V'higatem El HaMashkef first, and then Shtei mezuzahs. He says, we have to start from the bottom up. So we first place the dam al shtei mezuzos. We have to build ourselves up spiritually, build ourselves up intellectually from the bottom up. So first you have to put the two posts before the lintel above. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu directs us in that order. But Moshe Rabbeinu tells us that ultimately we'll be able to reach very, very high. So first Hashem says, yes, Ashtei Mezuzos, V'achakach Zoichen Al HaMashkev Shekein HaSeder. Then you'll be able to reach to what the Mashkev stands for. That's the order practically in which to achieve it. Moshe Rabbeinu Bisram, Moshe Rabbeinu is informing us. He's letting us know and encouraging us. V'higatem el HaMashkev. You will reach. It's an interesting way of understanding why the Torah uses the word V'higatem. V'higatem means you will reach. It doesn't mean and the Dam should reach. Literally, V'higatem would mean you will reach. You personally will reach. You will achieve. You'll achieve Mashkev. Of course, the sense of the Pasuk is that the dam will reach the mashkef. You'll touch dam onto the mashkef. But what Rav Tzadik is saying is that Moshe was now informing the Jewish people. First, he tells them how far and how high we will be able to go. Bisram v'higatim al mashkef sheyuchlu lahagia af el hamashkef. You'll get so high and spiritually accomplish so much, you'll be able to combat kinatava and kavai. Shemaira kedusha satika keser elyon. You'll be able to attain such great holiness, such great glory, tiferes, the glory of the crown of the people of Israel in their perfection. Shezeh yifle beinehem. This will be something almost impossible for them. They're avodim. They're simple avodim. They have not yet received Torah. Moshe is telling them they're going to have the glorious characteristic of a godly people. Yes. Sheyedu. They should know. Shehem mishukoyim kol kach. Sheyodu. Because they knew. Shehem mishukoyim kol kach. They knew that they were mishukoyim. They were steeped and unfortunately surrounded by so much tumah, but Moshe is saying to them, you'll be able to reach the mashkef, you'll be able to reach that characteristic of Yaakov, you'll be able to reach such perfection, the Keser Elyon. Va'al kein posach bozeh tchila, that's why Moshe starts by saying first the mashkef, to tell them, sheyizku lezeh mitzad Hashem Yisparach. Not just that they will achieve it, but they'll achieve it because Hashem will help them achieve it. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to get us there. If you want to reach that kind of perfection, you want that kind of holiness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get us there. He will grant us the means. He makes it possible. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells us this because he's taking a people from the lowest state and from a state really of being not much different from the Avdei Avodah Zarah around us and says, but you are very different. And you are Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the qualities of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are the qualities of Chesed, and Gvura, and Teferis. And they will do worlds of good for you because they will protect you. You will learn how to combat the Kinna, and the Taiva, and the Kavoid that are Metziyin as Adam in Ha'ilam. That's what these three bundles are in the bundle, three stalks of Hyssop stand for. They stand for the Avos. They stand for the Chesed, Gevurah, and Teferis. They stand for making every effort to combat Kinna, Taiva, and Kavai. They stand for the Shiflus of Ezeif, the lowliness and the humility with which you have to begin to combat the Yetzer Hara, but you can reach the Mezuzos and the Mashkef, Moshe Rabbeinu promises us. We'll be able to reach the highest level, even the high level of Yaakov Avinu and Keser Elyon, and this is what Pesach Mitzrayim and the Dam of Pesach Mitzrayim was meant to teach us and how it's meant to induct us into becoming Hashem's people, becoming Am Yisrael.